Welcome back, Secret Keeper Girl. Are you ready for date number two? Today, we're going to start our quest to discover what does true love look like. 1 Corinthians 13 says, "If I give all my possessions to feed the poor, but have not love, it profits me nothing." You probably haven't given all your possessions to feed the poor, or you couldn't be listening to me right now. But have you ever done anything to help someone? Maybe you helped someone take care of their cat while they were on vacation, or maybe you helped your Grammy weed her flower bed, or you gave your mom a back rub on a day that was particularly stressful for her. Anything like this is helping someone. So, raise your hand if you've ever helped anyone. If you're raising your hand right now, this verse is for you, and I say bravo. But hold on. Our Super Powered with Love Bible verse says that if you didn't have God's love as the motivating factor when you helped someone, it was all for nothing. Today, my Secret Keeper Girl, we're going to learn that real love overflows with acts of kindness, and those acts of kindness need to be motivated by true love. To learn this truth, we're going to show love to your neighbor. Who's your neighbor? Well, Jesus was asked that very same question once. He answered it by sharing the story of the Good Samaritan. A man was walking along when suddenly an angry mob of men jumped out from behind some rocks. They kicked and beat the poor guy. They took off all his clothes and stole everything he had, and they left him there to die in the hot sun. Soon, a priest or a pastor came by and saw him lying there. Now, don't you think a pastor would help? Nope, not this one. He just stuck his nose up in the air and passed the dying man. Next, a Levite or a specially appointed leader of the church walked by. He too thought it was way too much work to help the poor guy, and after all, he was so important and so busy. Finally, a Samaritan, someone that really no one else liked a whole lot, walked by and felt pity. This Samaritan took the rest of the day to get the dying man to a local inn. There he paid for him to get medical help and to receive food and nourishment. He paid for him to stay at that inn until he was fully well. Jesus said that the Samaritan was a good neighbor. I guess if that's the case, our definition of neighbor should sound something like this. A neighbor is anyone God decides you need to bump into today. Let me give you a modern-day picture of what it means to be a good neighbor. It was a cool fall day when Robbie, my very own son, and two of his high school buddies headed out into the neighborhood of their Christian school. They were armed with boxes of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. Challenged by their school to display random acts of kindness to show God's love, they baked cookies and were going to walk through the streets to deliver them at lunchtime. They weren't quite prepared for their first encounter. "Hello," snarled an obviously grouchy woman when she opened the door. Hi, said the guys, extending their box of chocolate chip cookies proudly. "We just wanted to show you guys love in a practical way." "Sure," said the woman suspiciously. "I guess you're telling me that three teenage boys are just out delivering cookies for the fun of it." "I bet it's a dead animal in that box," said the woman, grabbing the cookies. "Thanks," she said sarcastically as she slammed the door in their face. That afternoon, perplexed by how their first encounter went, the boys did the only thing they knew to do. They prayed for the woman. 2 weeks later, God showed them what it was all about. A letter arrived at their school. It was from the woman. "I'm sorry," she wrote. "You see, it's been a really rough couple of months for me and my two daughters. My husband died recently. The very morning that you came, we got together and we prayed. We asked God to show us in a very real way if he still loved us. We could not have imagined three teenage boys showing up at our door to deliver cookies and to say, 'We just wanted to show you God's love in a practical way.' It seemed impossible, but thank you. We needed it more than you can ever imagine." Secret Keeper Girl, you never know how much the people you bump into today are in need of hearing that God loves them. And as a good neighbor, it's your duty to show them that in a practical way. You see, real love overflows with acts of kindness. Are you ready for your Secret Keeper Girl challenge? Okay, here it is. I want you to go out and commit a random act of kindness. Maybe you'll deliver hot cookies to someone. Maybe you'll deliver hot chocolate to some tired bus drivers. Perhaps you'll rake someone's leaves. Find a neighbor and show them God's love in a practical way. Now here's the hard part. Don't take any credit for it, and don't take any money for it. Don't mention the name of Secret Keeper Girl or your church or anyone else who's encouraged you to show God's love. When you commit this random act, I want you to simply say, I just wanted to show you God's love in a practical way.